Hi, I'm Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place for women in their second half of life to go to receive inspiration. If you are at a place where you believe your best days are behind you, it is my hope one of these episodes will spark you to think differently and lead you to a new belief that your second half may actually be your best half. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that the younger you never had. So it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age or circumstances hold you back from the pursuit of a more fulfilling and fun life. The happier we are, the better the world will be. So instead of settling for what you don't want, how about going after what you do want? Listen in and let something you hear prompt you to take the first step in making the rest your best. Welcome to another Lesson Learned episode. This is part 2 of 4. This episode is the second agreement of the 4 agreements that I'm going to be covering. If you missed the first agreement, you don't have to go in order, but I would recommend you go back and listen to that after you hear this one. But they can stand alone, but it's good to know them all. They're all important. And if you missed the first one, just so you know, the first one is be impeccable with your word. And I was really surprised because I did not realize what that meant until I heard what it meant. And so that is a great agreement to have. The second agreement is don't take things personally. And I think this one is equally as hard as the first one to do and to live by. And just so you know, I'm going to be referencing my notes. I took a lot of notes. And the thing that I also want to stress is that we have agreements that we live by, but we don't realize in many cases we have them. So they're just habits, things that we do sometimes without even realizing. And these are new agreements that would hopefully replace, once you commit to them, your old agreements. But like anything, old habits are hard to break, and you will have to develop these new habits, these new habit muscles. So you're not going to get it perfect at first, but just the awareness of what these 4 agreements are and committing to doing the best you can and trying to apply them in your life and remove your old agreements is so key. So in terms of not taking things personally, listen up. If you take things personally, it means you believe them and agree. Personal importance is the trap of taking things personally. This is, personal importance, the maximum expression of selfishness because it means everything is about me. Society has actually taught us this because we think we are responsible for everything. It's me, me, me. Nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. All people live in their own mind in a different world from the one we live in. All people live in their own mind in a completely different world from the one we live in. When we take something personally, we make the assumption they know our world, and we try to impose our world on their world. Even when a situation seems so personal, even if others insult you directly, it has nothing to do with you. What they say, what they do, and the opinions they give are according to the agreements they've made in their own mind, which comes from all of the programming they've received in their life. So if someone says, for example, you're fat, don't take it personally. Easier said than done, right? Because that person is dealing with his or her own thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and opinions. If you take it personally, it's like drinking poison. If you don't take it personally, you are immune to their poison. immunity to poison is the gift of this agreement. Our typical reaction when we take things personally is to be offended, and our reaction is to defend our beliefs and opinions so we can be right and make others wrong. Whatever you feel and do is just a reflection of your own agreements you've made and have nothing to do with me. It is the way you see the world, and everyone has their own opinions according to their own belief system. Nothing they think about me is really about me. It is about them. You may even tell me, hey, what you're saying is hurting me. But it is not what I'm saying that is hurting you. It is that you have wounds that have been touched by what I have said. You are hurting yourself. You create an entire picture in your mind. You are the creator, the director, the actor, the main actor, and everyone else is a secondary actor. The way you see that movie is according to the agreements you've made in life. Your point of view is no one's but yours. It is your view of the world and your truth. Then if you get mad at me, I know you are dealing with yourself. I am the excuse for you to get mad. And you get mad because you're afraid, because you're dealing with fear. If you're not afraid, there's no way you'll get mad at me or hate me. There's no way you'll be jealous or sad. If you live without fear, if you love, there's no place for any of those emotions. If you don't feel those emotions, it's logical you'll feel good. And when you feel good, everything is good, and you are happy. You are happy with your movie. You are happy with the agreements you've made in life. You are in a state of bliss, and everything is great and beautiful. Whatever people do, feel, think, say to you, don't take it personally. If they tell you are wonderful, they are not saying that because of you. You know you are wonderful, so it's not necessary for others to tell you are. And if you listen to the first agreement, being impeccable with your word is to not go against yourself. So not saying or believing you're wonderful is going against yourself and not being impeccable with your word. So if you listen to the first agreement, you should know you are wonderful and you shouldn't need other people to tell you are. Don't take anything personally. Even if someone got a gun and shot you in the head, it was nothing personal, even at that extreme. Even the opinions you have about yourself are not necessarily true. You don't need to take whatever you hear in your own mind personally. By taking things personally, you set yourself up for suffering. Humans are addicted to suffering at different levels and to different degrees, and we support each other in maintaining these addictions. Humans agree to help each other suffer. If you have a need to be abused, you will find it easy to be abused by others. Likewise, if you are with people who need to suffer, something in you makes you abuse them. It's like they have a note on their back that says, "Please kick me." They are asking for justification for their suffering. Their addiction to suffering is nothing but an agreement that is reinforced every day. Wherever you go, you will find people lying to you, and as your awareness grows, you'll also notice you're lying to yourself. Do not expect people to tell the truth because they also lie to themselves. You have to trust yourself and choose to believe or not to believe what someone says to you. When we really see other people as they are without taking it personally, we can never be hurt by what they say or do. Even if they're lying to you, it's okay. They're lying because they're afraid that you'll discover they aren't perfect. It is painful to take off that social mask. If others say one thing but do something else, you're lying to yourself if you don't listen to their actions. But if you're truthful with yourself, you'll save yourself from a lot of emotional pain. If someone is not treating you with love and respect, it is a gift if they walk away. If that person doesn't walk away, you will surely endure years of suffering. Walking away may hurt for a while, but your heart will heal over time. Then you can choose what you really want. You'll find that you don't really need to trust others as much as you need to trust yourself to make the right choices. When you make it a strong habit not to take anything personally, you avoid many upsets in life. Your anger, jealousy, and envy will disappear. And even your sadness will disappear if you don't take things personally. There's a huge amount of freedom that comes when you take nothing personally. No spell can affect you, no matter how strong it can be. And we talked about spells in the first agreement in that episode. The whole world can gossip about you, but if you don't take it personally, you are immune. Someone can intentionally send emotional poison, but if you don't take it personally, you will not eat it. When you don't take the emotional poison, it becomes even worse in the sender, but not in you. Just by practicing the second agreement, you begin to break dozens and dozens of teeny tiny agreements that cause you to suffer. And if you practice the first two agreements, you will break 75% of the agreements that are keeping you trapped. Write this agreement on a piece of paper and put it where you'll see it all the time. Don't take anything personally. Next week, you'll hear the third of the four agreements. Thank you so much for tuning into the Living Your Spark Second Half podcast. If you'd like to watch my guest interviews, you can find the video version of this podcast on my Not Your Average Grandma YouTube channel. Also, you can check out what I have going on at the moment by going to my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com or find me on Instagram or Facebook at notyouraveragegrandma. If you like this episode, please mention it to a friend and don't forget to leave a review so I know the topics you like best and can bring you more of that content in upcoming episodes. Last but not least, remember to always listen to that inner voice that will never steer you wrong and make living from the most sparked place possible your biggest priority. When we do that, we make the world a better place.